Do we have a quorum? One, two. There's five of you.
There's three.
No.
We don't have a quorum.
I think Matt's outside.
Okay, so Dennis is in quarantine, so he's not here. And Bob Poe is in another state, so he's not here.
Shelby, you a shapeshifter?
What?
Are you a shapeshifter?
No, I'm just saying that Matt's supposed to be here because he's supposed to talk to me after the meeting.
I think he said he's outside, and you, okay. All right, so then, who else is there?
We need four out of seven.
And we have.
We're missing Bob.
So if Matt comes in, then we're good.
John.
Four out of seven is not enough?
Four's enough, yeah.
Yep.
So we already have four.
What do you mean?
You don't have Matt, don't you?
You don't have Matt, you don't have John, you don't have Tom, and you don't have Dennis.
Who's Tom? That's really important, Bobby. He's never shown up, okay? What about, and who's the other one? Jim, who?
So what is the quorum, I guess is the question. Is it four out of seven?
It's four out of seven. We have seven of you.
Tom Butterfield.
Do the liaisons count in the official committee?
Audrey does.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So then we're eight.
So only Audrey and Tom count.
Yeah. But then if we're eight, then we need five for a quorum.
Right. So Matt's here.
One, two, three, four.
I'll get him out of here.
Julie.
Yes.
Tell him we're going home if he doesn't show up.
I'm really busy.
He said you're not.
When are you working the booth?
I just got done.
Are you? Okay.
Didn't he start?
How did he know this was my meeting?
I was talking to him. I said, oh, well, big mouth me, I said, I got a meeting with your wife, so.
Okay.
She's supposed to be here with me. I said, I'll get her.
No. Did you tell him that it was gonna go till at least six?
I said 4:45.
Not that I shouldn't go do my part.
It was busy. It was good.
Oh, good. It's a perfect day.
It is very nice. Nice breeze coming off the lake. It's beautiful.
Did you train him in on the grill then? Did you?
No, I was fry cook.
Okay.
He's the master cook.
Oh.
I had Killer. I don't know who Killer is. Larry something.
Oh, Killer Kane?
Killer Kane. Okay. They're calling him Killer. Okay.
Hi, Matt.
Are we ready to go? You want a chair or you want me?
You're going.
Okay, let's call the Invest in Wilmer Board meeting into order for Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. Welcome, everybody. Let's do a little roll call. I've got Sawatsky.
Here.
Ammon.
Here.
Conal.
Here.
Anderson. Poe. Council Member Nelson.
Here.
Council Member Butterfield. So I've got five. Five of the eight, so it looks like we have a quorum if there's any business. Any proposed additions or deletions to the agenda as presented? If I could get a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and approved to approve the agenda. Any discussion on the agenda?
Does Janelle have to be here? Sorry.
We were recording it.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Sorry.
Any discussion on the agenda? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and then I'll have them looking for a motion to approve the minutes from March 10th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion on the minutes from March 10th, 2021? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
That motion carries. And so we'll move on to the agenda items number one. We are at item number three on the agenda. Welcome. Is it Leslie?
Yes.
Okay, Leslie and Matt. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
And do you want to maybe give us a little background or a little
overview? Yeah, came from the city of Spicer. I was over there for 12 years. Before that, I was with the city of St. Joseph. And before that, I was with the Litchfield Public Utilities. So my background for numerous years is water and electric.
Okay.
For more years than a city administrator job. But But it's getting close. So, other than that, right now I still live in Litchfield. I live outside of Litchfield on our family farm that I grew up on. So, planning to get over here, but it takes time. We're getting things straightened up over at the farm right now. So.
That's good. Well, appreciate you being there. Thanks for joining us. And
I think one thing to note, Matt, is that Leslie has experience with working with local option sales tax, because Spicer does have a local option sales tax, and that's been managed very well. And I don't know if you want to talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, our question included the debt upgrades to improvements to the Detloff Center and the library, and it also included the pedestrian bridge across Highway 23 and parks and trails and signage. So that's what our question was on. And so far, Detloff got all improved, windows, new shingles, it's all looks great. So we're just waiting on when the time comes for the library. We don't want to push that yet, but and our parks and trails, we've been working on signage and that over the time too. So okay. Trying to get same looking sign from working with a planner years ago. I don't know if any of you knew Kari Haug at all. She'd worked with the city of Spicer years ago, kind of developed a signage thing, and she said it's very important that cities have the same look and that throughout their signs, so then people, when they see that sign, they know something that's the city information will be on that sign. So that was one of the things that she always stressed to us.
That's great. Well, again, thanks. And anything that you can help us out with, we're obviously open to ideas and stuff. And real quick, do we have the room? I know there's something on the room. When is it?
We have to be done at 5.
At 5? Okay. Well, we'll keep kind of pushing through then. Let's jump into
that. Do you want to know who we are at all?
Okay.
Well, I know Matt, and I know you. I know Audrey.
I'm John Conold.
John.
Just a school teacher here in town, and just been about a lot of projects.
Nice to meet you.
Tony.
Yeah, Tony introduced himself, so, yep, got it. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm just going to say a little bit. So the three guys that really spearheaded this, kicked this off, were John, Tony, and Matt. And so, and then Mary came on very early on as part of the team that got put together, so. And then we brought in two citizens, one from the business community, one from private sector. And that's Bob Poland.
Yeah, no, thanks, Barbara. And the mayor and the council and everybody is very, very supportive when we went around and stuff. So we can visit more on that later. But since we're a little bit on the clock here, we'll just keep rolling through. And then afterwards, if people want to share or do some things. Let's jump into the updates and groundbreaking projects. So we're up to about 21 million of the 30 million, I believe that's kind of been somewhat accounted for. There looks like Steve sent out some information on there's going to be some leftover dollars, but so that would be four projects. So the four projects and some of the information that you guys would have, there'd be four different chairs. And so John, why don't you start, give us an update maybe on where you're at with the Fields Committee, and their group had $6 million.
Right. So they're in construction phase now. They're tearing up the two fields to the north of the Civic Center. So it looks now next week they're going to be starting laying some concrete around the turf fields, and hopefully by it is almost mid-August already. And shortly after that, they'll be laying the turf down. And then they're got the footings in for the concession stand on the south side of the south side of the Civic Center. And it looks like they're doing a bunch of tile work out there. Rob,
they're doing the rough in for the plumbing right now.
Right. So, and they had one of the big things that was a big expense for us. There was a sewer line that ran diagonally across our practice fields, the football practice fields, and they had to move that. And I think they're done with that now, aren't they? Yeah. So they had to move it so that they wouldn't put the turf field right on top of that. So that was a kind of an unexpected expense for us.
Was that before or after?
Before. They knew about it, yeah. Okay. But it was just an added expense towards it. But yeah, things are going well. And it seems to be, I just go out there and take some pictures, and you know, it's really exciting to see all that happening out there. So it's a good project going.
Okay. John. Appreciate it. Robin's Island. Audrey.
That's it. Thank you. The main softball field for the school is not being moved?
That is correct.
Okay.
There's a line. You know where that red softball shed is?
Yep.
There's the line that the school still owns to the north. It kind of extends across east and west and then to the north that the school still owns that property.
So was that a change in the master plan and a change in the usage that was negotiated, or was it always that way?
I think that'll just be
a gym field. The varsity game field will be on the south
side. Because I saw Kaler, and Kaler said they were staying there, and so maybe I misunderstood that, and so I'm not saying that would be a negative, because
no,
the school would maintain that field, correct?
No, the school will maintain that field.
Yes. Right, so is that where they're going to practice then on a day-to-day basis, or?
I think the biggest thing, it was for the PE department.
Okay.
To use for gym class. I think that's kind of why they wanted to keep that, so.
Okay.
Somewhere, not a long walk to get to the south side of the Civic Center, okay. I believe, so. And I wasn't sure about what the high school, my assumption is just that if they have the four softball complex on the south side, they would just use that.
Okay.
But they could play their games on that one.
They could. And, you know, early in the spring, there's lines that are painted into the turf field for softball as well. So early in the year, they'll be able to play games on the turf fields.
So does that change any concerns about access to the two turf fields and the space that was needed, like to drop people off or pick people up? Or?
Nope.
Not, that's all the same?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it'll be the same. They didn't change any of the fencing or the gating.
Okay.
So they would have to, most likely they would use either, they'd use the high school parking lot to use the turf fields, or they would park on the MnDOT road there, because there's no other parking available.
Because I thought that when we had the conversation with the school about who was going to do the maintenance, that there was going to be a daily need for the city to maintain the softball fields for their use, for the school's use. So that may have changed?
I'm not sure on that.
What softball field are you talking about?
I'm talking about the varsity softball field that's still there.
That's 100% school.
Mm-hmm.
They will maintain, mow, do whatever needs to be done.
But we were told that the varsity field was going to move to the four.
It should, because we're putting championship dugouts in there. So,
okay.
That should be the whole softball complex for varsity, JV, and Matthew.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. I was just seeking clarification. Mm-hmm. So.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks, Andre. Mary, why don't you give us an update on Swanson? I saw they're doing a few things over there.
Yep, so Swanson, which is the north side of Wilmer Avenue, not Bakerfield, but across the street, Leslie, for your perspective. Softball, or Swanson Orange Clemenson Field is what we are improving upon the most. There are two softball fields even further north, but not being touched. And then Blue, which is across what I call the service road or by the concession stand building shack, is also being improved. So about a week ago, they put up the perimeter fencing to keep all the humans out, I would assume, and keep it protected. And I believe Monday is a projected hopeful date of moving dirt.
Yes, all the demolition that the city did with the light poles and removing the fencing, that is all done. We've just been waiting on the civil contractor to show up to start the project.
So there, in between, we've been doing a lot of conversations with colors and colors of clock and turf and making sure all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted, which is, thank you, Rob, very much. And when you're working with volunteers, and it's a well-orchestrated, chaotic, organized, somewhat mess, which has been fun. So, but I mean, it's different. I mean, so thank goodness Rick Morsetter is Great questions. A couple things that we, when you talked about your sewer line, like the architect, there was some line that's going under our stadium. Why is it doing that? You know, for drainage. And so that did happen in the middle of our planning. So, I mean, just a month ago. So a lot of eyes on this project, and I think it's been well worth having the quality of volunteers, meaning Rick, to just understand what he's double questioning things, and maybe it's a pain in the rear, but I think we've gotten some good answers from the architect and everybody else in follow-up. So, and I want to thank Rob, because it's been a this is a $2 million project. We're getting quite a few things that we've sought after: turf field, stadium, concession stand, Blues being converted from a skin infield to a grass infield, dugouts. It's a big project, but we're not done, and we got to get started.
Sounds good. Any questions for Mary? Okay, great. Thanks, Mary. So it's going to be exciting. Robbins Island, I don't see Rachel. I don't know if anybody has an update.
They were waiting on supplies. The windows and trusses are the biggest items that are pushed out so far, because they don't want to start any of the framing until they can get the trusses and everything like that. So hopefully that stuff comes here in the next couple of weeks, and then the framing will go up just like that. Their goal is still to have the project done by MEA, middle of October. So once the material gets here, it will fly.
That's just basically shelters, right, for the most part? Or
yep. Okay. Yep, and remodeling of Gurry, the lights. We've gone out there several times talking about where the lights are going to be placed and everything. So I'll say in the next couple months that place is going to look totally different.
It's already nice.
Just a question, and I know I've asked about security cameras before. Is it part of the project, or is that something that the city has to do separate if we decide?
That will be a future project.
So there's nothing going out there right now. Okay.
And then, Rob, why don't you get an update on the event center? Looks like they're doing some stuff out there.
Well, we have a big meeting on the 18th to start like kicking the project off of getting all the contractors there to understanding the concept of what all needs to get in place and everything. There's some transitions that we're going to happen with the temporary entrance. So the Warhawk office is now the main going to be the main entrance. So we've had Frank out there to do some fire code issues. So we've got to change some doors around. We got to add a door. So those type of things for safety reasons. So from the 18th to the first part of September, that's when those projects will start happening as far as getting the doors and everything done. It's supposed to be September 1st, they're supposed to move dirt, but we just have been having some delays in the civil contractor to be there on time.
Okay, any questions? Those are the four main projects, Leslie. That was real quick, but just since we're on the clock a little bit here, maybe if you have more questions, let us know, or maybe at the end. Steve, numbers. I think we'll move into the numbers, sales tax monies. Can you kind of give us a recap? I did see it, but if you want to give everybody else.
Yeah, everybody should have received, I think Janelle made a copy of an email that went out late this afternoon. We've collected $3.8 million to date. We've bonded for the first two projects of Swanson Field and Robbins Island. The bonds for the event center and the rec fields will be going to the council on the 7th of September. And then the community center and the stormwater. We've paid some stormwater costs to date, but that's very minimal compared to the $7 million total. You'll see there also listed the contingencies of $1.1 million and the projects that they're in. Those contingencies are there in case, as we progress through the projects, something comes up that wasn't in the guaranteed maximum price contracts with Marcus, or something that comes up that wasn't planned. number five there, the event rec center totals came in less than the 10 million by that 400 and some thousand dollar. So that's still, again, available for some in the council or the committee wants to do. So roughly, if you add that to the 1.1, it's roughly $1.6 million. That's still available out of the 21 million that is not obligated or spoken for or assigned, however you want to do that there. A few other facts there real quick. June was up 10% over that same period last year. And when we have the 7 months that are comparative, it's an average of 16% higher than what it was for the first few months that we collected it. Average monthly collections is 185,000, and the last 3 months it's up to 210. There's also a graph that's handed out there, just kind of a visual to show that the collections are higher coming out of the pandemic and as things opened up. We still do comparative numbers with the city of Worthington because their projects were similar and they were there at the same time we were. Their numbers are considerably lower than Wilmer's. We also get information from New London, Spicer, and Canandaigua County just to kind of compare to see if our economy is opening up faster than maybe theirs is. So, happy to answer any questions. That's kind of a quick snapshot of things, but
yeah, no, that looks like things are coming back a little bit. So, any questions on the numbers? I don't think I've got any other than that 185,000 per month is what we're averaging, right?
Yes.
So if we take that times 12 times 13, that's kind of where we right now where yep. we'd end up. So yep. that could
with no inflation factors mm-hmm. or if the variant happens to shut things down again or you know.
So that's almost 28, 29 million, I think, right? Okay. Yes. Mary.
So just to recap, we have 1.6 million in the contingencies, right?
Contingencies and the remaining amount on the event center, yes.
On the event center, okay.
Yeah.
1.6 on the event
total.
Center?
Or total? No. That's total. Yeah, 1.1 is the contingency, and there's another 400,000 on the event center that is not under contract or obligated or assigned or anything like that.
Okay, so we're at the 21. Yeah. Sorry, Andrew.
No, just seeking clarification on the contingencies were what the city is holding to make sure that there isn't an, you know, if there's an overage with that. But each of the projects were written with, now I can't say the right word, options that if there was enough money, they would do this. And if there was, there's some add-ons, aren't there, to each of the projects? Or request for add-ons?
Alternates?
No.
Alternates?
No, all the alternates are in the guaranteed maximum price.
Okay.
So that's already, there and is a contingency within the guaranteed maximum price as well, but those are smaller in nature, and they're, you know, roughly $50,000, but I think there's one already been signed for, which project was it that we saw? It was like $3,000 for...
Or a change order?
Yeah, change order.
It's for the sinks.
Sinks at the mm-hmm. ball fields, so...
Okay. So, just, there is nothing that we are hoping to do that we weren't able to get in the funding right now?
The projects as they were presented by the committees have been totally funded and taken into consideration.
What we'll talk about, I think, yeah. on the next agenda item is what we left off of the...
That's what I'm asking.
Extra hits, yes.
There are things that were
for
left
sure.
off.
For sure.
Right.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify that yes. there are mm-hmm. things. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
But the projects, as they were approved by yes. this committee and the council, nope. has all been
yep.
funded.
Got mm-hmm. it. Okay.
And on that topic, I think basically, if they bump into a sewer line or something unexpected, that doesn't come back to us, right? That's in their guaranteed bid. They've already expected
no, it would no. come back and taken out of that contingency.
That's what the contingency fund is
yes.
for.
Okay. Okay.
Change that's why they're holding out.
Change orders are coming out of contingency funds.
Change orders.
That would be a change.
Of the
that would be a change order.
Okay. Yeah.
But the committee won't see the change orders. They'll go to council.
Right.
As long as they're within the contingency.
Yep.
Okay, so we're kind of rolling into number five, I guess. Item number five on the agenda, which is, I guess five and six are kind of probably together, but so we've got the extra, there is some extra money on the table. So I guess the conversation there is, from the committee chairs, where are you guys, what do you recommend, Steve? You know, you've been through this a couple times on that topic as far as, or Leslie,
as far as the projects right now, I wouldn't even count on that contingency fund until every project is at least 90% to 95% complete.
Even with the contractor like guaranteed not to exceed that amount, just in case we got to come back.
Yeah, because that's what the contingency funds are for. They're for the projects to make sure that the projects get completely done, and if there's changes in that project. And you don't know that until the projects are close to 90% to 95% complete. Because if you're only 40% into it, and some of these projects you haven't even gotten started, so you don't even know yet what funds you need out of that contingency fund yet.
So is there anything built into the quotes that they have to cover that?
That's what the contingencies are.
Well, but this is money that... It's contingency money, but it's also money that they have not. What if they would have spent all this then? What if they would have gone all the way to them? What if they would have gone all the way to the 21 million and we didn't have the 1.1 million and it just comes to the council? Or?
I'm not following your question.
But the contingency is built into the price already.
Yes.
So their guaranteed maximum price does have the contingency built into their guaranteed maximum.
So when you got the bid, the bid is say 10 million. They would have your engineer would have given you a price, an estimated price of 10 million, and then they would build in that contingency fund within that dollar.
The city required the contingency to be there in 10%. Order to do the project.
The 10,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do think we talked about the committees prioritizing so that if we get to the end and there's that you guys are ready to go with, what do you want to do next?
Of the 1.6 that we're talking about, the 400,000 is the amount that would not be a contingency for a project at this point, and would be available for the event center or event recreational center at this point until the project progresses.
Any other? Go ahead, Andre.
So just a clarification, that 400 is there because the bids came in less than anticipated, right?
Less than the $10 million that's authorized by the statute. Yeah.
Because the intention was to spend the 10 on the project, but the bids came in less,
correct.
Right? Okay.
But there was omitted items from
but there's still things you want to do. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So then if we want to, say we want to transfer money over to a different project from one of, like, from the event center to Direct Fields or to Swanson, we can only transfer up to 10% of that money to
correct.
A different project, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we're within that on
so but it can only be up to 10% too. So you can't move the whole 400,000 to Swanson Field because that's over 10%. Swanson Field is 2 million. You only move $200,000 to Swanson Field.
10% of their project or 10% of our budget?
Yeah.
So if we had 6 million, could we transfer?
6 million. You could move 6 million. Yeah.
600,000 then, right?
$600,000.
Yeah.
And can you move multiple projects into one? Say these two projects have money left over. We can funnel it into just one. Both of us funnel it into one project, or.
I believe that language allows 10% of any one or total. When it comes,
because these are bonded projects, that's what's driving that dollar then of what can be moved out of that bond.
No, it's the statute.
We've
structured the bond so that they're all cumulative.
Okay. Yeah.
So it matches the statute.
But if I understand correctly, we would need to do a public hearing.
Yes.
To say we wanted to take something from one place to the other, and I can't imagine supporting that until the project's done.
For sure. Right.
Because I think that the event center probably, I've already heard about parking. I've already heard about other things. And so if there's money from the local option sales tax for a project, then it should be spent to complete the project so that the city doesn't have to use their funds to complete it.
Exactly.
So I don't know how you would talk about moving 10% right now.
Right.
When
no,
you're
I was
in
just
the
question.
Of the
yeah.
We're just
right.
trying to get it.
Yeah. No,
understanding.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get our wish list in order.
Yes.
So when it, because a lot of these projects are going to be done this fall, so we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Get moving.
Mm-hmm. Be ready to spend the money.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the point would be if, you know, when you got construction equipment out there, it's better to keep it going. Let's say Mary wanted to finish out something while all the machines and stuff, if it worked out, but it's just going to cost more. One project's less
common
money.
Common sense does not happen here,
so,
right?
Well,
there's procedures
to
follow.
To change it and then keep that contractor there, you probably will be paying a premium to keep them there as well. That's one thing that we've heard from Marcus, is that there is going to be a change, and to keep the civil there, you're going to pay to keep them there. It's going to be a hefty. It may be better to bid it out in the spring than have them come back.
We did it.
But if it's going to be a large project, you got to bid it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the alternates that are listed in the contract, can't they? Didn't we state that in the contracts that if there's funds available, we would do these alternates?
All the alternates are...
They were already bid, right?
Yep, all the alternates.
We knew we were going to be way over budget. That's why every subcommittee pulled back on the alternates, the extreme alternate list,
yep.
and cut it down to more viable that if the bids were accepted.
I don't think that there are any alternates that are not in any... projects. I know ours, all our alternates were included.
Correct.
In our projects.
Are they in yours, Mary? I thought you had alternates.
We do.
Alternate was Bluefield, and that was their budget, so it was approved. I would say the next step would be like red, yellow, and green to get those designed and developed.
And there's where you made the statement that we would need to come back and consider to do those in the spring.
They would have
to
be rebid.
All right. I think we're getting there.
So the fields will probably be done this spring? That's the plan.
The fields should be done this fall.
Or this fall.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as how the playable option on the softball field depends on when they can get that seeded this fall.
They get it seeded in September.
Right.
So it's a decent fall, so the grass grows and fills in, they'll be ready to grow.
Right.
Well, you'll know by January, February what your cost. Exactly.
Well, it'll be done.
Yeah.
I would say by November 1,
and then
for sure, October 1.
It's supposed to be. Yep.
So then it would be, if those two are done, Robbins Island should be done, so it's the event center. Audrey.
So I'm just thinking to complete these things. So I've heard concerns about parking at Robbins Island. I've already heard concerns about parking at that something's going to need to be done at the event center. Now, whether there's just statements or whether there's, you know, whatever, should you as a committee be looking at what else you could do with the funds that are left? Is that what we're asking? Not in this round, but the next time around? Or, I mean, there's some holes different places, I know that.
Right.
So I think, like, as far as our project is concerned, we do have a plan for a parking lot. If there's things added to that. So for example, the bubble, if that ever comes to light, where we get the bubble, we have to do a parking lot with that because of where it's at.
I was thinking of the current parking right now.
Right, but we don't have... Right.
We're not on that subcommittee, but we have some ideas.
Okay.
With fundraising grants that we would propose even today to start looking at.
Right, there is we have it in the master plan that there is a spot for a parking lot if needed, if that's the direction. For the fields,
yes.
Not for the event center.
Right, okay.
And some of that can be, not contingent, but if the curling club is ready to build, that's going to put a crimp on parking out at the Civic Center.
But that was a discussion that we were aware of during the process.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, I'll jump ahead if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The trailhead for the Glacial Lakes Trail is right there.
Right, that's just gravel. It's the actual trailhead. I think we should propose to the DNR and write a grant that we surface tar that, put up a nice shelter and structure, possibly restrooms, that can flow overflow parking right into the event center. I think we can use legacy fund dollars from the lottery for that. That's, and but we need someone to write a grant. I don't know if the city has grant writers or how we can do that.
Legacy, you'd have to have one grant, but the DNR has a recreational grant also, which is going to be coming up very soon. That typically you need to get your information, you need to get a resolution passed by the council, and the grant I think is submitted sometime in February and awarded like April.
Because right. We had talked about that for our bubble and things, but we just didn't have enough time and we weren't even close to having the bids back yet. So I think that would be a great thing to look at.
DNR does not put bathrooms anywhere,
Yeah.
They expect.
But even like at St. Joe, where they have the Wobegon Trail, that would be fantastic.
That's all the city. The city did that.
So maybe we can partner.
I think that's amazing and that it's great that those are going on. I'm just trying to figure out if there's anything else, so that's different than these dollars too. So how do we get that going or, what should be done?
Right. So that's why we're going to do this priority list. We need that outdoor covered event area, ice in the winter, pickleball, tennis in the summer, park and rec can use it at the Civic Center, locker room addition, bubble. I'm not familiar with, the softball fields out at Swanson. I think Robbins is pretty much done, unless we want to look at the only amphitheater, band show. That would be
one thing
just
that they
the icing
brought up
on the cake.
Would be one of their priorities is to build an outdoor concert venue with conjunction with the Rotary.
And there's need for, I think, trails out there too that got dropped off from a previous grant. If you're looking at things that would enhance Robbins Island and how we've changed the traffic, there might need to be parking on the back side versus the front side. I think.
Right. I mean, but that wasn't part of the lost.
No, I know.
Question.
But yeah. But
so I don't want to tie up dollars for that unless we complete all of our.
Exactly. But we're talking about enhancements that go beyond the local option sales tax dollars then? Yeah.
So are we on prioritizing things that we haven't completed yet?
We could, if you guys want to take us to take some notes on, if you guys want to, per committee, we could write some notes. I don't think we can take any action because, like Leslie said, we don't want to send anything to the council now because we don't know where we're going to end up.
Yeah. One of the things that we're doing for the Rec Fields subcommittee is we are investigating doing a virtual design of a map, like a computerized rendering of a master plan of the Civic Center fields. So that includes what we'd like to see in the next 10 years or whatever happening out there. So we are working with some, booster clubs and stuff to raise that money for them to do that so that we can have, so people can see this is what our ultimate goal is to have. And
sounds great.
So we're working on that right now, and they said they could have that, they could do that for us, our architect, so that he could get that done for us and we can start working on phase two.
So our idea, we'd have this kind of show where everything started from, show these add-ons and then where it could be. And then we'd use that to present that to local businesses, foundations, also other places to seek grants from, like the DNR, Bremer, Wilmer Foundation, those types of places that we could solicit just to complete the projects.
8-9 years, and we're almost somebody's back in this room again, practically. That's how we've already,
Yeah.
I mean, we're not that. It sounds like a lot. It's not as far as going back to the voters.
I think what other communities have done.
Yeah.
Is our local option sales tax is a long time, but a lot of people, they do a project and then they're already working on.
Yeah.
What are we going to do when this one's done? And I think it's great that we're having that conversation. I just want to make sure that we as a city aren't dropping the ball to get this these projects done with these dollars. That, well, so they're two different things.
And what
so.
We've said all along is the lost projects were things that we feel, and I think the citizens supported this, that the city should have been upkeeping all along. And so let's you know, Rob's got a you know a master plan, what he's doing for Park and Rec, and let's see what we can facilitate and work together. I think with the commitment from the voters and these large dollar projects, that's really going to open up doors for other foundations when they see the commitment that the city has and the community has for this. I mean, I'm a pie in the sky guy, right? And so I hope that we can get these completed.
I think once people see what's done, they're going to say, well, what are you guys going to do next to,
The thing that's hard is, to me, the hardest thing is get it started. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but like a school referendum for operating, you're not raising the taxes, you're just continuing it. And so that's what Mankato and these other communities have done to keep growing their facilities to attract, retain families, seniors, businesses, and all that, employees. So the main thing is to keep trying to stay on delivering what we can, because it's a little political that we want to pass the vote again in 8, 9, 10 years. I mean, so we got to stay with what we went to the public with and make sure we're not veering off track. Right? So if we're never going to keep everybody satisfied or happy, well, we got to try to make sure that we're delivering. Otherwise, there won't be another one because people have long memories. When Tony, John, and I, and Mary were running around, I don't even know the details, but all I heard about was, well, you got to remember to shut it off when you, I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I didn't even paint it. Something about we didn't shut the sales tax off. Everybody wanted to know where the money went. Or I didn't even listen to, but people remember that from whether it was the library or whatever it was. And so they'll remember what we delivered here. So it's a big deal as far as getting it done again. You guys talked to school at all about a piece of anything or have any ideas?
Well, that's why we're doing this rendering. And Tony reached out to Dr. Holm to talk to the Buildings and Grounds Committee and to kind of just let them know where we're at and where we'd like to go from here and see what piece they would like to.
We'll have an August meeting.
Yeah, is there like a parking lot or something like that that ties into there or something you have in mind that they would, or are you just going to start high level with them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So your comment about grants and things, there's things that need to be done probably right away. So, and I know that working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, they've looked for and they worked on those trailheads. And so is there another group that needs to be gathered or who's looking for the money? Because that's I think, the reality that you see in other communities is that there have been grants and money that have been used to supplement projects or to start projects, and so.
Right. I mean, I know nothing about that. Is that something that this committee should do? Is there a city staff that can help us with grant writing, or where should we be looking for?
Well, I think you're walking in a lot of what I'll call dangerous territory. First off, you have a council that. You know, when you try to move things forward, things get shot down. And so you have to be careful how you approach it and how you move things forward. And, you know, the city has priorities on what they need to get done, too. You know, our streets are horrendous. And so if you're going to talk about coming back on another local option sales tax project in 8 years to talk about recreation, you know, and the city's going to come back and say, okay, we need to do something with streets, you know, and this building we're sitting in is terrible, and, you know, that's only been on the table since 2007. So, you know, so there's a lot of things that have to get done. And I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer here, but, you know, if you take a look at the taxes in the communities that you shared, comparing with Wilmer's taxes, we're way below.
I understand.
And they're way below because there hasn't been a palate of the council to move the taxes up. Well, it's got to be paid for someplace. And, you know, on Monday night, we're going to start talking about some priorities. You know, we may be talking about streets. I'm not sure if we will or not, but I think we'll be talking about streets. And, you know, when that information gets out there, you know, that's a scary number as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, well, yeah, we have this money, but we have two projects we haven't even started yet. And we've got two projects we haven't started because the funds haven't come in to start those two projects. So, well, it's nice to get a little bit of everything. I think we need to make sure that all of the projects get addressed, because I'm hearing council members telling me that they're hearing a lot of pushback from the public saying that you said you were going to do something with stormwater, and everything we see, there's been nothing on stormwater yet. Now, we use the argument of that we spent, I'm going to say 500,000, but don't hold me to that number, about that much on stormwater. But until we can get the council to actually work to move things forward, it's going to be a problem.
So I hear what you're saying. The first sales tax in 16 that failed, it was almost all infrastructure.
Yep.
I was with Larry and Brizendine, and we tried to go speak, and it didn't go well. Audrey was on the council, and we went to the public. It actually didn't fail by that much, actually.
Right.
Then we came back with recreation, and we brought in storm, but like, we don't know how to manage the storm funding, or if there's a $5 million storm project and Steve wants a bond for it, I mean, like, that just has to be communicated to the public, because I have no interest in cutting $7 million of storm out, because I think that really helped our vote, just on what you just said. So if the public's saying that, and I don't know if we could in 8-10 years put streets and curbs into this, I don't know. But I think one of the things that we did is we had recreation, but we did add the stormwater, and we are actually taking care of a lot of stuff that actually probably shouldn't have been. Some of the parking lots in the streets are the Robbins Island stuff. I mean, some of that actually. So I'm not disagreeing what you're saying, but I think it needs to be clear. Yeah, we're doing some recreation, but some of the stuff at Swanson should have been done a long time ago. They're doing maintenance stuff that. So I think that's fair to keep that when people ask. But hopefully, I have never had any concerns about getting to the $30 million ever.
Right.
I know we've got some stuff to work through here. We've got a ways to go. And that's never, ever been a concern.
But I think, are we answering your question, though? How do we get started to see if there's some grants available to help us with another? Are you saying grants are not a good thing to ask because there's other needs? But grants are not going to pay for roads, are they?
No, I think grants are a good thing to ask for. But you have to, what I'm saying is, you know, take it slow, because, you know, when you're trying to get that approval process that you have to have, if you're going to ask for a grant on for a city project, or on city land, not a city project, on city land, you're going to have the council support,
for sure.
You're going to have that.
And I think, you know, to your point, you're absolutely right, as far as our local city sales tax is crazy low compared to towns our size, mm-hmm. All right? So we need to communicate that to the citizens that, look, your property taxes are low when you look at all the other regional cities around us. We are doing this because of your generosity voting for it.
Right.
So if you want to continue to have low property taxes, please support the next local option sales tax. That's how we have to present.
Okay. John? No, I just was wondering, are we getting off topic here with the priority list?
Yeah, I think
list?
We could
do
have
we
a
want
grant
to
meeting
talk,
separately.
Do we want to talk about things that are undone, that are not in, kind of just list some of the things and then kind of have discussions
could,
on that? Or
we could buzz through that. We got 10 minutes and then we're going to get voted in. So.
The concern I have is that, don't blame the council though always either.
Well,
we need to be visionary and, you know, if there's money out there, so Alexandria gets the money or Fergus Falls gets the money, and people say, why didn't we apply for it? Well, whose responsibility was it to look for that grant money and to do it? And so I think there's a visionary piece there that somebody has to assume. I don't know who the right person is, but to do that, and so I think we have a responsibility to our community to be looking for that. I'm excited for you with that one, Because if it means we can do something to enhance it, that doesn't have to hold us back from doing streets or doing the other things, then we should be doing that. But who? How do we do it? And
how does other towns do it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Alexandria.
But they don't have a Leslie. Now that we do, she's going to take us to the next level, right?
Yeah. What happens in cities like that is the mayor will cast the vision, and then the council will get behind it and support it, and it goes forward. That's how it's done in most cities. And so we need to get to that point.
Yeah, we'll. Let's talk about a short. Do we want to throw a short list together of stuff we'd want to maybe put together for, if let's just say perfect world, the 1.1 million is still on the table at the end of all the projects, which would probably be a year from now, right? Because of the event center, that's going to take at least a year, I'm assuming. So in about a year, we could make a little list. I don't think we'd make it formal and send it to the council, but
if the event center, that's going to be done next fall, right?
September of 22.
So about a year.
So we would maybe just eliminate their contingency fund from the list of the 1.15, and there's still $450,000 left from their budget to complete that project. So maybe we want to have the wish list with those dollars out.
$450,000. Okay. So, Mary. Five.
So five. There isn't much left at all.
There's five.
So
it's
nine.
Five
and
four.
Nine. 950. Yeah. 950 out of the 1.8. 1.6.
Yes.
950,000 would be taken out. So it'd be how much then?
You wouldn't have to take out the 446,000, would you?
No.
Is there a maximum bidding that if it goes over?
So you're just taking out 500,000.
Steve, is that?
Just take out the
The contingency?
Just take out the 500,000.
Rob and I were just talking, and we were basically thinking that the committee should go back to what they had originally proposed on the ballot question and figure out what didn't get done. That should be.
Just ask every subcommittee to submit it.
And then prioritize what.
The dome, I believe, was the athletic field that didn't get done. An outdoor rink or outdoor facility
that
for
covered
the event center.
Area and locker rooms,
some
right?
Softball Matt. Field improvements, I think, was at Swanson Field.
Yeah, but we also have to finish the south end of the concession stand. That's
and that
just
would
a slab.
If that was in the ballot, I mean, the improvements,
yep.
I think there was some playground too. I mean,
that's getting done.
So that should be, I mean, I think a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than, I guess we don't have Rachel. Well, Rachel, I don't think they can, they're pretty maxed out.
Yeah, but there to be to talk about the amphitheater, but I think that to stay in their scope, you know, it's parking lot shelters, yeah. And but there's some trail work in the backside that needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. So
to keep it in their scope.
They would probably. Oh,
is that trail work, was that in their original package?
Here, I'll pull it up.
But that way you're holding true to what was told.
Shelters, roads, parking lot is what it says.
Yeah. Shelter, yeah. Roads, parking lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So can you consider a road or the trail back there?
Yeah, and as you find out, like with the bubble, you need a parking lot with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the bubble.
Is the foundation going into that or
no? Then you need bathrooms.
I mean, if you know, not to waste time, but with the technology of bubbles changing so much, we thought about putting the footings in, but there may be a cheaper component that doesn't need as aggressive a footing, and then that would be a cost saving. We didn't want to invest or tie up dollars.
Is there anything we can roll out on that gym floor, like on set the weekends, or is that just a turf, or is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that too there? I mean, they put turf in hockey arenas when the ice is low. The problem is then everybody wants to be outside, so they're not even being used. But in the winter, I don't know if on a weekend you can roll out a piece of turf on half of the court.
I don't know what type of materials they have for something like that. I have not seen anything.
So, yeah, I mean, we'd have to probably get stuff from the subcommittees to send in their lists, and then it just comes to us, and we have plenty of time for that, I would think. You can't really send anything forward until a year from now, do you think, right? Probably a year.
Would it be appropriate for the committee to allocate, estimated from our architect, $2,500 for that computer render? Would that be something we'd want to invest in to show the community and potential donors, or
for the, like the master plan at Civic Center?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the rec fields.
I mean, I would support that. I mean, does anybody have any objections to it? Any issues, Steve? With
I guess that would be a question for Leslie too. I mean, as far as you're talking about a study for rendering.
Well, it would be the actual computer.
Yeah, they would design it, and
then we would have it would be in our domain to use. The city could use it.
Who did the master plan?
We worked with WSN for our architect, but that's different than the events.
But they did work with.
No, I know, but we asked for a master plan. So, do we have one, or should the city be doing one?
Well, we had a master plan from the 292 group to start with.
But we never approved that, so.
Correct.
Who did the master plan for this?
John did it on his computer at home.
No, but one Sunday morning. They worked with LSE, didn't they, on this kind of tying in the bubble and the.
Yeah, they had to because of the civil piece of it and the stormwater. Yeah. So WSN did the recreation fields and then LSE did the event center, but they had a common ground with the civil. But yes, there has been master planning developed for the turf fields as far as the future grandstand, the track, and the bubble.
And who did that?
WSN.
Okay. So did we pay them to do that?
That was part of one, yeah. When they
part
would start.
Of what
part
did.
Of everything yeah. That we were doing, yeah.
But it's not them that's doing this program?
No, that's who we requested it from.
They did drawings, Audrey. They haven't done the computer part of it.
No, I'm just trying to figure out where we can take, if we do it, where it can, who needs to pay for it, I guess. Where does it make sense?
Well, that's what they're asking. Right. The $2,500 come from local option sales tax.
Right.
And we said we needed the master plan done before we could make decisions on the fields and
you've
the events.
You've seen the master plan.
I understand that. So we've asked for it, and I'm just trying to figure out, can we take it from event center or rec fields or where?
You're talking
Matt,
about expanding
you,
on it, right?
Right. So Matt, why don't you take and ask for of the $420,000 that's in the project contingencies in the recreation field to allocate $2,500 for computer renderings for future projects to be presented to the Invest in Wilmer steering committee.
Okay, I'll make that motion for $2,500 for computer renderings for. Come out of the funds for the local option sales tax.
Would that be included with the event center master plan as well, or just the recreational fields? Because we were just planning on recreational fields initially.
What I said is the recreational field budget is what I said. Okay. That's a proposal. I can't make a motion.
Right. But my question is, would we include the full master plan for the rec center in that?
I think so. It's all connected, right?
Right. Our request wasn't that, was it? Oh, or was I
it was
remember.
For the recreation field.
Just
the field.
That's what our request was initially.
Track,
so that would be an add-on.
So if you
to
want the whole thing, bubble. You know, to include, you know, the west side of the blue line, so and it would include, you know, the rink, the event center,
curling
and
as
then
well,
the,
yeah.
Then the ball fields.
And this is something so you can take it like to the schools or for grants and stuff, right?
Right.
I think the city should want a complete master plan for that project. That's what. That's
okay.
What I
well,
think.
Let's do. I'll make the motion on a complete master plan for the Civic Center.
But why? Wait.
Up to
$2,500. So if our city council member is saying I think the city would appreciate a deal, why are they taking it out of their fund? Could it come out of the city?
Oh, I guess if you'd rather fund it through the council, is that what you're?
I don't know where it should be funded. I'm just saying I think we, and that's what we struggled with before, with we had different players for different pieces, and we still have like three or four different things going on out there, and we should have a master plan. So I don't know the appropriate place to charge it to, but I would support doing a master plan in total.
Okay. I think there is a blueprint from LSE WSN of the entire thing, right? With the curling facility in there, we have that, correct?
They have the LSE did plan for the curling facility, uh-huh. but now the site plan for the curling facility is going to be discussed at the council meeting on Monday.
Okay. And we don't know where that outdoor rink would go.
No. That is...
It's up in the air.
You guys make the motion.
Well, let's do this. Let's. So we appreciate your support. I'm sorry, Liz.
Yeah. My suggestion is that all of this is being done out of local option sales tax. So I think that developing a plan and having it paid out of local option sales tax, it's not like you don't have the funds to do it. You do $2,500 to $5,000. You got the money. Yeah. So it. And well, in the whole scope of the whole thing, it's not that large of a deal, and it would be nice to have that and include the whole, because I think what we're running into, what I'm seeing with the curling club, is that kind of those pieces weren't all in that. And so yes, I agree that if you would get a developed master plan of future projects, that would be really good. That would be excellent. And spending the $2,500 to $5,000, like I said, out of the local option sales tax, I don't think that's going to hurt anybody's budget that much. That when it comes down to the very end of spending the last dime, it's not going to hurt.
Divide it between the two projects.
You know, and you're never going to know the total until you're at the total end anyway. So.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, it will. That's why I said up to five.
They're not to exceed $5,000.
Well, yeah. or if you
well,
want to
can I pose this question?
Or ask them. Get a price for us.
Well, yeah, I guess I misspoke because the $2,500 was just for the rec.
Right.
Portion,
yes, so that's I understand that.
I apologize.
Yeah. No.
So one of the things that we're looking at, if and what we're going to ask the school, is the school going to commit to improving HODAP? Or is it time to retire that because there's some structural issues and the track's going to be worn out? Do they want to move that out? So part of this computer rendering would be, is there a way for the school to partner, or is there some different tax levies that we can do through the school district to get that approved, and then through donors? And so I don't want to mix public dollars with the school district dollars for a project that isn't necessarily in the ballot issue that we presented to the voters.
I think that.
Or would that be part of the overall
plan? I think it, to me, it looks like it's the overall plan because it looks like you might have some dollars left of your local option sales tax. And if it goes towards recreational, I think that it would fit under that umbrella. I don't see where anybody's going to come and slap her hand and say that, you know, we spent another $100,000 on another recreational piece. And it wasn't part of the question, but the whole question is also, it's all, majority is recreational. A lot of your dollars went to recreational, so if it continues being recreational at the very end, I think it's good.
I think we need a master plan. I thought we had a complete master plan. We don't. I'd be supportive of getting one. I don't know who should pay for it, even if the city needs to pay for it. So
but we have a master plan. All this does is putting it into a computer program.
Okay.
The master
right.
plan is done. Mm-hmm. It's just putting it into a computer program.
But it's a complete master plan then that can be used by, because you were just talking about one piece of it, right?
That was our original, our thought. We just wanted to do the rec fields, finish that.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe
we could use that to go to different. Because we know we don't have enough money in our pot. We're going to have to use outside sources.
So maybe our city administrator needs to review our current master plan and see what enhancements we need to put to be utilized for future kinds of things.
Well, when you say current master plan, which master plan are you talking about?
Well, we've been asking for one. I thought we had one.
There's
so.
A parks and recreation
master
plan.
No, I'm talking about the land master plan.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. I would make a motion then that we use local option sales tax dollars to put the master plan onto computer rendering for the rec fields and event center, not to exceed $5,000.
Okay, Tony's got a motion.
And ask WSN to do
Tony's that. Got a motion, master plan, putting it on a computer program, funded by the local option sales tax dollars, not to exceed $5,000.
For the rec fields and rec center.
The rec fields and rec center. Is there a second?
I second.
I'm very supportive of doing it. Yep, very supportive of doing it. Just want to make sure that it includes all of the city land out there that we're talking about, not just the two projects.
What else?
I don't know.
I don't know that there's other land out there. I think we're utilizing it.
I'm not sure if there is or not.
It's the rec fields, event center, and then the softball complex. So that's all recreation fields.
But that's all.
That would include the curling.
Is there any other land that we're not currently using that hasn't been looked at?
It would be the west side of the blue line, but that would be where some potential projects could go.
But so the master plan will include all of the city land out at the civic center.
Yes.
Thank you.
With the missing projects that we weren't able to fund, and then
that would be the drawings with. Yeah, that's why you do the master plan, plug in the stuff that you want to go to rent grants or the school or whatever.
Because we do have issues with the path that goes through there. That is that DNR or who is it? County?
Well, that's going to probably have to be moved if the final goal is.
What's that?
A trail.
Well, there is a trail that goes through there has to be moved or maintained, right?
Well,
yes, there's a trail out there. If the future track would come out there, that trail would have to get moved.
So that would be included in the master plan process with how we would deal with that.
Is the trail the DNR's?
It's on city property.
But does it?
That's a $1 million question out there about.
Because there should be an agreement with the DNR if it's there.
Because then it heads up to the school, so.
But it's part of the county and the bike and the trail and all of that. So I just want to make sure we're crossing those T's and dotting those I's too, as far as a master plan.
Yep.
Okay, we got a motion, a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So that motion carries for $5,000 to go towards a computer. Master plan to do a computer program for the property out there.
So who would Rob be kind of leading that up?
Dana just actually just texted me about before the meeting.
He's the go-to guy.
Let's see,
Mary.
Are we out of time?
Well, what do you got out here?
No. She said we were supposed to be out of here by 5.
Well, I don't see anybody knocking on the door, but
no. I didn't know why we were supposed to be out of here by 5.
I'll entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved. All
right, guys, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Tony. Tony, your grandpa.
Maybe vision on 2040. Sarah was in our initial discussion.
I haven't talked to her about it. She may have some ideas.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, designating some staff or someone.
If you want to come in here, we can certainly.
You have time?
Yeah. I had nothing but time.
John.
How's it going, Janelle?
Good, I just finished it.
Awesome.
Copies on your desk.
Okay.
Audrey's copies on your desk, or did she leave?
No,
she's coming in here.
Thanks. Let's see, enough.